All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. And Lord, we love you and we say thank you for sending your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we magnify your name today, Lord, because you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. I thank you for your mercy, your grace, your compassion. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, O God, to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I pray that you release your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for binding the strong men over this region, over this area, top of the thrones in the name of Yeshua, binding the spirit of deception, witchcraft, perversion, and mind control be bound in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God of Israel, release your warring angels to do battle. And Lord, I ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon the Pacific Northwest. I pray, Lord God, that you would send revival to the land in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, I speak peace to your people, those that are struggling. Lord God, I speak peace. I bind the spirit of oppression and depression and anxiety in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, I pray that they will be delivered and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, Lord God of Israel, I ask that you would have your way. Arise from your resting place, O Lord, and scatter the camp of the enemy in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Let your blessing be upon this teaching today in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly we serve a mighty God, and God is good, and He's greatly to be praised. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, you know, you hear me say this over and over again. We are living in perilous times right now. The return of Yeshua is imminent. It's extremely important that we are pursuing a relationship with Him, a walk with Him, that we're spending time in the prayer closet, seeking God for wisdom, direction, asking God to show us where He needs, where He wants us to be, so that we may be vessels that He can use us, excuse me, saints, for His glory and for His honor. Whew, man, here we are. You know, we're in the series Choose Whom You May Serve. And when you look at the landscape of our society today and what's taking place and what's going on, it should grieve us as the people of God that we are seeing so many lives that are being destroyed, and what the enemy is doing and has been allowed to do, because the church has been so passive, that we're not militant enough. We're not being bold in proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So many people just bound up in confusion and this lawlessness and rebellion that was released during COVID-19. The enemy orchestrated a wicked plan with that COVID-19. And we are seeing the lawlessness and the rebellion and the crime and the murder and the violence and all of those things, which is an indicator that we as the people of God, we need to get in and we need to pray. We need to call a solemn assembly and begin to pray as the people of God. Come together and begin to pray and ask God to send revival. Ask God to intervene and to turn things around because it's looking mighty bad. I know we're living in the last days. I know the Bible says things would grow intentionally worse. And this is getting bad, saints. It's getting bad. But God has equipped us in the body of Christ that we can come together and we can come before the throne of God and we can pray And we can ask God to move. We can ask God to fix it and change it. And we need to be doing that, saints. We need to be praying hard to do that. Now, as far as we are concerned as believers in Christ, it's extremely important, saints, that we learn to serve the Lord because we love Him and we have a desire to please Him. Attempting to serve God without loving Him becomes legalism. Dead and religious, it is nothing, it is lifeless. We think we are going to please Him by serving Him by rules and regulations. And what happens, saints, when you get to the place where we are walking in legalism, our love for God grows cold. Our love for Jesus grows cold. And we become burdened and weighted down, and our relationship with Him is severed. You see, we serve a God who is relational. God desires to have, we can have a fresh outpouring of His presence every single day. Especially when you start your day out with the Lord. That sets the tenor for the day. And as you get up early in the morning in prayer and read your word and spend time in praise and worship, you can allow the Spirit of God to rest on you and then to lead and guide you, to order your steps, to order your conversation for the rest of the day. You can also engage the enemy in spiritual warfare and bind up all this crazy foolishness that the enemy might have plans for your day. And you can take authority and go on the offense and begin to engage and bind the enemy. He says the strong man has to be bound, and bind them up so that when you go into your workplace or wherever God or your business or whatever, you're prepared and you're ready. But this is an indicator that, go with me to 1 John chapter 5. And this is a scripture that lets us know that we're walking with God and we have a love for God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus or Yeshua is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loves Him that begat loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, that Yeshua is the Son of God?" You know, I was thinking on this when I was prepping for the broadcast, and how talking about loving God and what does it mean to love God, and as a believer, have we gotten to the place and have we been taught what it means to love God, how to love God? And the scripture clearly declares that one of the main indicators that you love God is that you obey His commandments or His divine instructions or prescription. So how God has instructed us and told us how to live, how to come before Him, how to praise, how to worship, how to be a husband, how to be a wife, how to be a mother, how to be a father, how to minister to our children, how to minister to other people. When we are living and obeying God and taking a stand for righteousness, this is an indicator that we love God. It is not based upon following a bunch of religious rules that a denomination puts up on the people of God, that you have to dress a certain way, you can't wear no makeup, you can't do this, can't do that. All of that stuff goes into legalism. Because what happens, and what I discovered, that when you come to Christ, we all are messed up. We all have issues. But when we come to Him, and the Holy Spirit of God will begin to perfect us and to conform us to His image as we spend time in His Word, as we spend time in prayer and seeking Him, all of those things that had us bound up are begin to fall off of us. And we begin to walk in the newness of life so that we can then begin to enjoy a fruitful relationship with Christ by spending time in Word, spending time in prayer, spending time in worship, taking time and to be still and meeting with Father God, because it's all about being in a relationship with the living God. What sets Christianity apart from all of these other religions is that we can have a relationship
with the creator of the universe, with the Lord God Almighty. God longs to meet with you. He wants to fellowship with you. He wants his presence to come into your home, your businesses. God wants to make himself known to you, that you know that you are a child of God. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of the Most High God. God wants to have that relationship. And we are able to overcome the tactics and the strategy and all the things that are taking place, because we have faith in God, that God is faithful, and we know that nothing is too hard for the Lord, and we know that when we have our petitions before him, God will answer our cry. We have to get set on the fact that God, we know that you are God. And you know, what's so amazing, when you're trusting in God and you believe in God for big things, and those things are not manifesting the way that they should, you still have to hold on and say, God, I trust you. And it's okay to say, God, where are you? It's okay to say, God, do you hear me? It's okay to say, Lord, I'm struggling. But I do know this, that when it's all said and done, you're still God, and I am still going to serve you and worship you. You see, that's what Job did. Job had everything come at him, and he did not realize that it was a spiritual attack. He didn't know nothing about spiritual warfare or anything, but it's amazing. Go with me to Job chapter 1. It's amazing what we don't know. But if you've been listening to Straight From His Word, I've been teaching you and trying to equip you so that you are aware when it's a spiritual attack and where it's coming from. In Job chapter 1, it says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and hated evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men in the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses every day, on every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. You know, y'all probably hear me chuckle, because every time I read this passage of scripture and I look at it, God is the one who's seated on the throne. God is the one who is asking Satan, Hillel, where you coming from? I wish somebody would just get this. Please get it. And the Lord said unto Satan, where you coming from? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and hates evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Has not he made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and he is the substance in his increase in the land. But put forth now thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. Now, Satan, you know, when you look at the Bible, look at this now. First of all, God is the one that's seated on the throne. Somebody's going to get this. Satan, Lucifer, Hillel, is a created being. He is beneath God. The kingdom of darkness is beneath God's kingdom. There is no equal. God has no equal. And the Lord is saying, where are you coming from? And say, well, God already knew where he was at, where he was going. God already knew that he had his eyes on Job and that he had been watching Job. Because God says, have you considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth, perfect and upright man, one that fears God and hates evil. And Satan asked the Lord, the Job for you not so. Satan knew who Job was, which tells us that he had his eye on him for a long time. And this is what, and so he begins to tell God, this is all the things that you've done. You got a hedge around him, a wall of fire, divine restraining orders about his house, all that he has on every side, and you have blessed the work of his hands and his substance and his increase in it. He says, but I can't touch him because you have this hedge, a protection around him. I want to get to him. But God knows what was in the heart of Job, and God says, okay, all that he has is in your power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. You see, God can allow the enemy to come at you for a season. But Satan cannot go beyond those boundaries because when God's, look at this, says you can't take him, you can't kill him, don't touch him. You can touch everything else around him, but him you cannot touch. This is God's power. This is how awesome God is, that God is in control. We can't see it. But as we are enduring and going through trials and circumstances and circumstances, we still have to believe and know that God is in control. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servant with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and have burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans came, three bands, and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain thy servant with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am alone, escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground and worshipped, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Saints, hear everything that Satan said that God had placed a hedge around. When God allowed Satan to come after Job, Satan attacked it and devastated him. I believe God put this in the Bible that as we go through our trials and tribulations, that in this circumstance, this is total devastation. He lost his wealth. And the third thing is he lost his children. And he was still able to bow down and praise and worship the Lord. But see, God was still in control. You see, God knows what's in your heart. And God knows whether or not you're going to fall away. He can allow the enemy to come at you from the north, south, east, and the west. We can say, you know what? That's my girl right there. That's my boy right there. Go ahead. Go ahead. They still are going to serve me. They're not going to deny me. They're not going to stop serving me. You know, I've had some trials and tribulations in my life. I've had a couple of Job periods. And I'm still trying to recover, you know. And, you know, I went through a period years ago. And it was like I thought I was going to die because I was so heartbroken. And I remember I just fell down in the middle of my living room floor, and my heart was broken. I was going to die. And I said, God, you're all I've got. Lord, don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. And I was just devastated. And I said, Lord, please don't leave me. Please don't. And when you're in a place, and I said, Lord, I'm going to still serve you. When you can get to the place that when all hell is breaking loose around you, you can say, Lord, I am still going to serve you. I am going to pray. I am going to read my Bible. I'm going to go to church. I'm still going to give to the poor. Matter of fact, I'm going to give more. God, all I ask is that you give me the grace to overcome, because your word declares you are a stronghold and you are a place of refuge, that if I run to you, you will protect me. You are my provider. If I have a need, you're going to provide for me, because you are a God of abundance. If I'm walking in insufficiency and lack, Lord, I need an overflow. I am your child. I am your son. I am your daughter. And Father God, I come to you and I ask you, Lord God, give me what is mine. Release my inheritance. Release my healing. Grant me deliverance. Grant me restoration. And grant me with boldness that I can be the man and woman of God that you've called me to be. Because I am your son, I am your daughter, and Lord, I long to please you. Lord, I want to do what you want me to do in this season, in this hour. Lord, I am a yielded vessel, and Lord, I can do nothing in my own strength. But Lord God of Israel, I'm looking to you because you are my source of strength. You are my provider. You are my healer. You are my redeemer. And I bind every work of the enemy that has hindered me from walking in the place and the purpose that you have ordained for me to walk in. And I command the enemy to put it back and to restore sevenfold that he has stolen. Because, Lord, you said if the thief be found, he has to restore sevenfold. And this day I declare everything the enemy has stolen, you have been identified, restore sevenfold quickly in name of Yeshua. God, this is the God that we serve. This is why it is so important to have a relationship with him, and that you walk with him, that you spend time in prayer, spend time in the word of God, and know that God loves you. That's why he sent his son to die for you on the cross at Calvary, because when he did that and he rose from the grave the third day, you were redeemed by the hand of God and by the blood of the Lamb. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministry. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. If the Holy Spirit moves in your heart to bless the ministry, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. You'll be blessed. Continue to pray for your family members, your loved ones, even your co-workers, that their hearts will be open to receive the gospel of Yeshua, the Messiah. Pray and ask God to send revival to the land. Ask God to remove the ungodly leaders in the land and replace them with people who have a desire to do his will. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Know that Yeshua, Jesus, is Lord and his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.